Hello, Alex. Welcome to the Lifestyle Edit. Do we like that name?
I do.
Yeah.
It might be too. Taken. I don't think we can copyright it, but.
Oh, it's probably already, is it like the name of the Anna Edits book? Probably.
I think so.
So this week's episode, obviously, we're in a bit of a trans-seasonal time. Things are getting autumn, winter up in here, baby.
And we're a little bit away from, but it will be happening soon, end of year sales, I imagine. And there's been lots of sales on of late that I've noticed, some end of season sales from summer. And you will also find that now is a great time to buy your coats from overseas providers like the Revolves of the world and the Shopbops of the world, because they are having sales on their winter wear.
Yeah. Also, And Other Stories and Arquette are two of my go-tos for European fashion.
I always look at those websites and I've never purchased from them. So we're chatting coats, and the categories that I have documented my coat finds for are blazers, leather jackets, regular like long coats. I don't even know what you call them.
I think that's a coat. I think that we cannot call this coat. I think we have to call it outerwear.
You're right.
In outerwear, you would then have cardigan, blazer, jacket, coat, like a trench, anorak.
Yeah, like, so I've not done like a puffer. I've not done a cardi. I've not done a denim jacket. And I've not done a, what else did you say?
That's totally fine. I haven't done cardi. I haven't done puffer. There's also like quilted, you know, like a quilted coat.
I haven't done that.
I would look like freaking, who's that bear? I'd look like Paddington if I put one of those on.
I do have a recommendation for that though.
Okay. I just don't think that'd suit me. So I do not have something.
I can't help. This is exclusively a me problem, but it may also be other people's problems. Adrian bought a cardigan for like at home on a work call situation, like needs to make a t-shirt look a little bit nicer. So he's got a grey cardi for that. He called it Cardi B, and now the cardigan is referred to as Cardi B when he wears it. And I can't not think whenever I say the word cardi, it's Cardi B.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
I would like to see Adrian.
Whoa, move the mic from your mouth, please, for the love of God.
Wow.
You deafened me.
I would like to see Adrian in his Cardi B, because I have the worst ick with men in cardigans.
No, don't. I don't want you to get the ick.
I'll get the full ick. My friend Turby's always in a fucking cardigan. I'm like, take your cardi off. I can't. I just something... There's one thing that we can know for sure, and it's that Brenton won't be seen in a cardigan.
I think Brenton could pull one off, though.
Okay. He could.
Of course he could.
I'd recoil.
I think Brenton would look nice in a striped Cardi B.
that's enough. Shall we start with a traditional wool winter coat?
I'd love to. It's my favourite place to start.
Do we think a coat is different to a jacket in that it is generally longer and thicker?
I personally think so, yes.
Yes, that's like how I differentiate.
A coat has like a lapel and like pockets generally.
Hmm.
Whereas a jacket doesn't always have a lapel. Mm, does have a collar often. Anyway, moving on.
My pick, I've just got one here. So I tried on this coat at Inku last like winter and I loved it. And I didn't buy it for some reason, probably because it was expensive.
Yeah.
And now I've never found a coat really that like I like as much of that.
Oh, shit.
And I regret it deeply to this day. So my pick is the classic coat. This is like a coat with a tie.
That's my coat.
Is it?
It's my literal coat, and it's my coat on my list for my coat recommendations. And they have a store in Armidale, so you should be able to buy it.
Yeah, that's new. Hilarious. Sorry. It's been on my wish list for a while. Well, not my wish list. I would call that quite a relatively dressy coat. The reason that I liked the Inku one is that it was a tiny bit more masculine without being too masculine. Mm. But I think that is a great coat for, like, going out but also for work, the curated.
The best,
I'm so sorry.
That's fine. So the reason that the curated coats are so great is that they are designed using premium materials, but they don't have the markup of a traditional wool coat. So they're actually, in the scheme of wool coats, relatively affordable. They only charge around between $400 and $500. And I know that that's a big investment for a coat, but a typical wool coat of the same like quality of wool would cost between $800, $900, $1,000. So that's why they're so great. I've owned mine for 3 years now, and it's great. The quality of the wool is like no other coat. I get compliments on it pretty much every time I wear it in a public place. I love it so much. And mine has the tie as well, but I don't wear the tie. I just, it's hanging in my wardrobe.
They do also have a different coat that is maybe like a double-breasted with button vibe.
Yeah, they have like 5 styles now.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to put out to everyone what I'm after, and if someone can find it, they can let me know. I want a wool navy coat with tortoiseshell buttons.
Ooh, okay.
I basically do want, I know I just said that I'd look like him, but I think I want Paddington Bear's coat. I don't mind the length, but I'm not fussy, except that I really want like a brown or a tortoiseshell button and just a nice navy coat.
I'm having a quick look for you because one of the recommendations on my coat list for what I would buy if I was looking for a new coat, the brands that I like who do coats that are of my vibe, I've got the Frankie Shop. I've also got
I have heard that Frankie Shop is an overpriced, like the quality's not very good is what I have heard. Emma Hill did a review. She bought like a 2-piece suit. She was like, this is made in Korea, and I'm pretty sure this is just really well-marketed, up-priced, like Korean, like manufacturing nothingness. But yeah, yes.
It probably is. You're probably not wrong. I've also got Friends with Frank.
Yeah. They might do one. I know the owner of that. I've done her makeup for her wedding.
Really?
Yeah. And
for her wedding?
She got. Yeah, I did her bridesmaids, and then I did her makeup for when she had like a broadsheet shoot. She's so lovely.
That's great, and I really like their coats. And their coat with the tie is actually quite similar to the curated one. It's a little bit more pricey, but the tie has belt loops, and I'm not sure that the curated coats have belt loops, or maybe she's now done them with belt loops. Unsure.
I do like with the curated, they have your classic camel, but they also have this delightful color like moss, which is currently on sale. It's $413. That's excellent. You're right. I don't think they have belt loops. And the moss, yeah, it's like a green-toned earthy brown, and it's bloody delicious.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
All right, next category. Well, while we've got it, quilted coat. It's not really a quilted coat. It's almost like a quilted bomber, which I feel are a bit in at the moment. I really like the one from Arca, A-R-C-A-A. And it's like a quilted, I'm going to Google what they call it. They call it the Tessa jacket. It's actually similar to, it's not dissimilar to the Frankie Shop quilted, but it's not in a like shiny, puffy looking material. It's in like a cotton. Anyway, I like it. It's $239. It's like a slouchy looking, comfy looking coat.
I don't mean to throw things out, but I'm so sorry I got distracted on the Friends with Frank website, and they have a good, like, middleman coat where it's like, it's not a teddy coat, but it's not like a wool coat. It's like a fleecy, it's called the Stella shirt jacket. So imagine it's like a shacket,
but instead
of it being a shacket, it's like thick, fleecy wool.
It looks so nice.
Beautiful, like, mossy, greeny, grey, greygy, bluish. Fuck, I need that.
Yeah, I've seen
coming
it.
Coming soon. Ooh! Okay, I think I might buy that.
Great. Now that Lisa's done shopping, what is on your – do you have a leather jacket list?
I do. It's What's quite comprehensive.
List? Oh, good.
I have. Also, I want to say for this episode, I think outerwear is the kind of thing that you buy once every, like, 5 to 10 years. And for that reason, I have very few lower-end affordable pieces. I'm not talking everything's designer, but generally my lists are between like 400 to like 800 bucks.
I've got midpoint and high point on most of mine as well. Yeah. And I feel the same. I've bought coats for years that were affordable, like in the $100 to $200 bracket or up to $250 bracket mark. And I throw them out pretty much after a season and a half of where I try and get two seasons out of them every time, and then you get halfway through it and they're bally and they're shit or they're stained or they just don't look the same that they used to, and you can't clean them the same way because they're cheap. And yeah. I think that they're absolute waste. And you're right, I would much rather spend my money on a good quality coat.
Yeah. I think regardless of the brand's actual like materials used and their actual ethics, like that's one element of sustainability of a brand. Another is just buying something that you know you're going to use and not throw out, whether that is a fast fashion item that you like and stays and works for you. I just hate like throwing out clothes and wearing something for a season.
So
it's just never been my thing. Not going to happen. TikTok sound. So my leather jacket choice, bougie one, Acne.
Yeah, same.
It's a classic, same style for a gazillion years, so it's not going to go out of style. All Saints. I think mine is for less bougie, middle of the road. Always on sale. You can get it on sale on the All Saints website. I believe it's stocked on ASOS where you can get a discount code. They have like a 15% off first time sign up. You're never going to pay full price. And when you're paying $500 for a jacket, 15% off feels like a lot.
Yep.
So I think mine's the Balfern leather jacket, which is like a motorbike kind of style jacket. I think it's got the thing around the waist, but it's relatively fitted because I don't wear it a lot, but when I do, it's often with like slightly more dressy things, which I actually don't love. I feel like sometimes it's just like I have an outfit and I'm cold, so I have to put a leather jacket with it. It's not quite a vibe, but it's better than like an oversized leather jacket. But also the Billy oversized jacket, if you want a slightly more oversized one, is really cool from All Saints as well. I also, if we've got any like big earners and fashionistas out there, I'm obsessed with the Acne Men's Luxton multi-pocket jacket.
Acne.
I'll repeat it for you again. Acne Men's Luxton multi-pocket jacket. I think I saw Lizzie Hatfield wearing this. It's like a khaki beigey green with like heaps of pockets on it. It's like a it's like an army coat vibe. Make it a jacket. It's so cool. And if
it
I
looks like you're gonna
money,
go hunting, like it looks
yes,
like a
legit
hunter's jacket. Yeah,
it's so cool. If I had a heap of money, I would buy that. I also have an All Saints leather jacket that's like suede in a sort of greeny color, and I do think that if you're wanting more than one leather jacket, a kind of olive or khaki is a really nice option to go for because it's softer, more neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do have one other leather item which kind of bridges like the blazer and the jacket and the leather jacket, which is from Net-a-Porter. It is from the Sustain section, so it would be a
vegan
leather. And you can get 10% off your first purchase, people, if you haven't shopped on there before. The brand is Deadwood, and it is the Brook Leather Blazer. It's freaking awesome.
These are very in at the moment. They're kind of like Matrix-style leather jackets.
That's so true. I was about to say Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes.
We've both nailed it. So cool. I think it's got enough squareness in the shoulders to give it like a bit of structure and a 90s vibe, but it's not too boxy. Really cool. Love to see it.
I like that. I wrote down more affordable options because obviously I had the Acne leather jacket on my list as well. My leather jacket that I own is an Ina Pelli one, and it's the New Yorker. I think it's the New Yorker biker jacket. I took the belt off mine, and I also purchased mine on sale. If you live in Melbourne.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
often do a yearly warehouse sale. You can buy their leather jackets for, when I bought mine, I think it was $350, and they retail for about $600-ish. So there, it was a good buy. I like mine specifically because all the hardware on it is black.
Yes.
My pet peeve about biker jackets is that they always have silver hardware. Yeah. And the gold hardware is often really garish and like chunky looking and yuck.
Yep.
So my struggle is like I don't like a lot of leather jackets because you can't pair the hardware if you're wearing chunky gold jewelry or if you've got, I don't know, I just feel weird about mixing metals on jackets in that way.
Yeah. The so mine has all black one that buttons. I have has black buttons, but then the belt is silver, but it's a bit less intense. There's a bit less going for you. So I agree. Try finding something that has black buttons and hardware. Totally agree. Why is the gold always weird? I need like a sort of like brushed brassy color, not like Minco gold wallet vibes.
Yes, that's it. I need my ABI bathroom tapware on my leather jacket, not shiny gold cheap looking zippers. Mm. Great. Totally I'm glad we agree. I also think that a good affordable option for leather jackets is to buy them from Mango, which is MNG is their branding.
That was my affordable option too.
Yeah, they've got such a good range, like a really broad range.
Yeah, honestly, whenever we do these episodes, the affordable option from mine will literally always be Uniqlo or Mango. Wait till find out because it's just the truth. Trench. Now, you don't have trench, do you?
I don't have a trench, but I said to Lisa at the start of this season, maybe a month and a half ago, that my goal was to buy a vintage Burberry trench for this winter. There are so many options available. Do the research if you want to do it. There's so many on like Vestiaire and The Real Real and Depop. My only recommendation would be to do 5 minutes of research looking into what the Burberry labels used to look like in the different years and the different prints that you might be buying so that you know whether you're buying a real or a fake, because there are fakes out there and no one wants to be scammed out of like a couple of $100, like $400 or $500 for a fake Burberry trench coat, because that's really awkward.
The good thing about Vestiaire is I'm pretty sure they have like an authenticity check, so you should feel pretty safe buying on there versus Depop. So there you go.
Good call.
I was really like very supportive of this journey for Alex. So I was like, yes, I'm here for you. I'm willing to set alerts. Like we can absolutely be in this together. I strongly go for that. Love it. But if you want a cheap option, I actually have one for you. A cheap one? Yeah. Wow. The ASOS edition trench with tie is a lovely trench. And the thing is, oh my God, it's even on sale. It's $224, 20% off. Full price is $280. The tone of it's nice. The shape of it's nice.
It's got oversized vibes.
I just felt like it looked much more expensive than it was. You can leave it like open and like floaty and have it be cool, or you can tie it up and have it look a little bit more dressy and chic. Mm. Turtleneck poking out, heeled boots.
Yeah, totally cute. Love that.
But you can have it open with like Connie's and like a trouser, and that's also a vibe. So we like to see that. There's my cheap option. Let me get into more expensive options.
My only qualm with a trench is that my own personal preference is to buy a trench that is wax coated so that it's actually waterproof.
Oh, funny you say that, because I've got the option for you.
Thank you. Thank you for shopping for me, Lisa.
For a rain jacket anorak trench vibe, I have for you the Staterheim Mossback Long Light Jacket in Sand. Now, this jacket is retailed on the Iconic, but not in the long version, in the medium length version, like a standard raincoat jacket. It looks dressier and more like a trench in the long, so they don't have that on the Iconic.
What shade did you call it? Staterheim?
Sand.
Sand.
Tell me if you like it, because it's fucking awesome.
Is the sand the like stony color gray?
I think it's like a beige.
Yeah, I'm really struggling to see. Yeah, it's not really – it's quite a stony color, but I do like it. Oh, no, I'm looking at light sand.
Yeah, that's what mine is. I think that's the color. I just thought it was nice. And that has some element of weatherproofing to it, which is obviously great. Nothing worse than when you're wearing a chic wool coat and then you get stuck in the rain and then you smell like wet dog.
Wet dog, yeah.
But what I found when I was on the Iconic was that you can actually get a matching version for your dog.
Oh, stop it.
There we go. pretty awesome. And then I also found the brand is Ro, and it's the Ruby Coat. This is from Inku. It is $1,115. I'm sorry. Oh, this is just so stunning. It's more of like a khaki kind of – it's not khaki.
Can I see?
Yeah. The color is concrete. So it's like got a mossy, greeny, dirty earthiness to it.
Oh, I really like that one. Yeah, yeah, that's nice.
This is like absolutely undone me because I found quite a few things that I really genuinely want to buy. I think neutrals is always really good with coats. I also do think that you often buy a black coat and then you put your black coat on over the top of everything, and then for winter you wear this giant mass of black. And so it's nice to have something that still feels moody but is a little bit more of like a neutral and a bit lighter.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't own black coats for that reason. I find them almost more difficult oppressive to wear. Yeah. Next up, final category, blazers.
Blazers.
Now, my favorite category. Not that I own them, but I love them.
Yeah, I really struggle with blazers. I struggle with most forms of tailoring. I even struggle to wear like a button shirt that's not linen because I just feel like everything looks very like corporate on me very quickly. I don't know why. It's like a weird shtick that I have. So I don't have the perfect blazer, but I think I just found two. I found three perfect blazers.
Oh, okay.
But two are perfect for me and one is perfect for other people because it has that tiny bit more dressiness to it.
Mm-hmm. Go on. Tell me what they are.
The first is from The Curated again, and it's the blazer that they bought out, who they collabed with Emma Hill, who I talk about all the time because she's like very beige, very stripy, very minimalist fashion blogger. I love her. We're very synergized in our style, except she's way cooler. And she is known for wearing a lot of oversized blazers. And so she created the perfect blazer with them. It does look perfect. It's slightly more tailored. And I could say, like, I'd say that you could wear it with like a pant and like wear it to like a corporate job and it'd be fine. You could also wear it more casual, but it definitely can be dressed up more than the other two that I'm going to suggest, which have a little bit more of a relaxed fabric.
Mm-hmm.
The second is the Jerf Avenue. Duh.
That's on my blazer. List as well. Yeah.
I personally don't like, for me, I don't like the black because something about the black takes me to school blazer or like suit. But I love the gray color they have, but I probably wouldn't buy that, but I just love it. And the stony lighter color, that would be the one I would buy.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Same. That's one I would buy as well. And that's also on my list.
And then unfortunately, in a terrible twist of events, I found the Anna Kwan Gianna blazer from Inku. Now, I will say the Jerf Avenue blazers are relatively well priced. They're like $200 to $300. However, they're basically like 75% polyester, 25% viscose. So not a super sustainable fabric, not a super expensive fabric. Might feel a little bit cheap. Mm. This blazer, on the other hand, is about $600, I think, which is so expensive, but it is a cotton linen blend. Oh my God, it's the way it styles on the model, it is so nice. You could wear it in summer, but you could, it's not very wintry, it's more autumn. Oh my God. Okay, so it's like
a linen fabric, cotton linen blend.
Have you already found it?
Yeah.
The color of it is like a perfect light stone.
Mm.
It's like a pumice stone color. And there's just one button and it's like oversized but not drowning you. And I love it. I love it.
This model's loafers. Where the fuck are they from?
Oh, I know. I feel like I need the Prada loafers. I don't want to say it, but like I just think I do. It's a real disaster. I can't. I need to know where these
loafers are from.
I actually think they're a bit big, Alex. They've got this huge platform. You might look like a Bratz doll.
I want to look like a Bratz doll.
Okay. The thing I love about this blazer is that it's styled. I love the one button. I just feel like it keeps it looking non-corporate. I love the material. Again, it dresses it down a little bit. But I also love the length in that you could wear it with a skirt and just have that little bit poking out the bottom. Oh, fucking love. I adore this blazer. Again, it's the Anna Kwan Gianna blazer. It's $695. Oopsies, I just dropped dead. There's no bloody sizes left of it either. If you're a size 12, there's two left in stock. Run, don't walk. Just looks so good.
It's really nice blazer and the model is stunning, which helps as well. Yeah. Okay. On my blazer list, I've done my due diligence here and I said from an affordable perspective, go with Dish, D-I-S-S-H.
affordable, always on sale, good range. There's also Style Addict. They do a good array of blazers and like that matching pant, blazer, power suit combo stuff.
Yeah.
They're often out of stock on Style Addict, so good luck. Put restock notifications on. Op shops or secondhand shops for men's oversized blazers. You can find some like nice old school twill looking ones or like grey-y colored ones, like that greeny color, beigey color situation. Yeah.
The same for blazers and also trenches. You can get such cool ones at the op shop. I used to be an op shop person. Now I'm not.
But I'm not either. I've just
good shit in my time.
I have fails every time. Mid tier, I said Jerf Avenue, obviously. I also said Henny do some good blazers.
Yes. Yeah. Slightly, again, do you feel like they fall into the very slightly more dressier nighttime corporate-y blazer?
Yeah, I probably would, yes. I prefer all my blazers oversized, obviously. I don't want don't give me a tailored fitted blazer, please. And my last, it's my high end categories. I have said that the Anina Bing blazer is stunning. I love it and I want it. I particularly want the wool blazer, the houndstooth one. And she's got a collection of wool blazers that are really beautiful, but they are quite expensive. I also like the Isabel Marant wool blazer, and a wool blazer is also on my list in case you haven't noticed for things that I want to purchase in 2022. My hot tip here is explore the Outnet sale section for blazers, because oftentimes, especially at this time of year, brands in the US are purging their seasonal blazers and they're perfect for us in Australia. So get around the Outnet, which is Net-a-Porter's sale website, in case you haven't heard of it.
I think that's it. That's your essentials sorted.
If you buy one of our suggestions, please let us know, because I'd like to live vicariously through you.
Mm-hmm.
And what should our next category be? I'm tempted to do a personal shopping edit. If you – maybe we should do a questions box, like, help, I'm looking for my perfect blah, and it would have to be like our gifting. You'd have to tell us your price bracket, what you want, like what your ideal features are. Like what Lisa said, she wants a tortoiseshell button on a
navy beige wool coat.
Navy wool coat. Thank you. We would need that kind of level of detail. Maybe we should do that at some point.
I also want an ankle length, ankle to calf length, chocolate colored, square toe, medium heel boot.
Mm-hmm.
I found a pair of vintage size 9 old Deanna Ferrari boots, and I didn't buy them on Marketplace because they were $250. And I was like, bitch. Some dank ass feet have been in there.
Yeah.
And now I've never seen anything else like them, and I think about them all the time. So just imagining me with my pants and my navy coat with my tortoiseshell buttons and my brown boots, which I also don't have. So, yeah, we will pop up the box. You can pop in your thoughts. I think perhaps the next one we do, other than the personal shopping one, should maybe be finding a perfect cashmere knit, because we can talk about –
I don't own one cashmere knit. You are the cashmere knit queen.
It can just be knitwear. It doesn't have to be cashmere. We can talk mohair all day long, as well as just regular wool. And maybe angora if we must.
I know that people hate mohair because it's itchy, but gosh, I love it.
All right, let's go. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.